No prayer lost, May 14. O you who hear prayer, to you all flesh will come. The Lord declares that He will be honored by those who draw nigh to Him, who faithfully do His service. Thou wilt keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on Thee, because he trusteth in Thee. The arm of omnipotence is outstretched to lead us onward and still onward. Go forward, the Lord says, I will send you help. It is for my name's glory that you ask, and you shall receive. I will be honored before those who are watching for your failure. They shall see my word triumph gloriously. All things, whatsoever ye shall ask in prayer, believing, ye shall receive. Let all who are afflicted or unjustly used, cry to God. Turn away from those whose hearts are as steel, and make your requests known to your Maker. Never is one repulsed who comes to Him with a contrite heart. Not one sincere prayer is lost. Amid the anthems of the celestial choir, God hears the cries of the weakest human being. We pour out our heart's desire in our closets, we breathe a prayer as we walk by the way, and our words reach the throne of the monarch of the universe. They may be inaudible to any human ear, but they cannot die away into silence, nor can they be lost through the activities of business that are going on. Nothing can drown the soul's desire. It rises above the din of the street, above the confusion of the multitude, to the heavenly courts. It is God to whom we are speaking, and our prayer is heard. You who feel the most unworthy, fear not to commit your case to God. When He gave Himself in Christ for the sin of the world, He undertook the case of every soul. He that spared not His own Son, but delivered Him up for us all, how shall He not with Him also freely give us all things? Will He not fulfill the gracious word given for our encouragement and strength? Christ desires nothing so much as to redeem His heritage from the dominion of Satan. But before we are delivered from Satan's power without, we must be delivered from his power within. There is no danger that the Lord will neglect the prayers of His people. The danger is that in temptation and trial they will become discouraged, and fail to persevere in prayer.